Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In 2017, commissioners from Florida to Maine who manage Atlantic fisheries worried the harvesting of menhaden in the Chesapeake Bay may not be sustainable. So they capped harvest at 51,000 metric tons. That was not a problem until bad weather dogged Omega this year, making fishing in the Atlantic unsafe. Ben Landry, a spokesman for Omega, said huge schools of menhaden have been just inside the bay at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel this season.
So if weather is inclement in the ocean, our only option at that point is, do we catch fish, which is in the Chesapeake Bay, or do we just tie up at the dock because we're trying to conserve the bay tap? And we made the decision that we were going to harvest these fish, make sure that our employees continue to get their paychecks every week.
Last month, Omega paid a $400,000 fine to the Securities Exchange Commission after the company misrepresented to investors it was in compliance with covenants related to loan agreements with the federal government. The SEC called the company a repeat offender of the Clean Water Act. The harvest cap violation will be taken up in November by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. They can initiate an enforcement action or wait until February for a much-anticipated science-based assessment on how fishing impacts other bay species that eat menhaden. From Reedville, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.